Another Teretz says, I'll tell you, Mishum, the loy noshev luhu ruach tzfeinis. Because the tzofen, the north side, the north wind did not blow. The Tanya will learn like this, that kol ha'isen aboyim shana, all the 40 years, shehoye Yisrael by midbar, that Kleisro was in the midbar, loy noshpo lehem ruach tzfeinis. The north wind, the beautiful, the good north wind did not blow for them. And my time, why not? How come it didn't blow for them? He boy Simon one teres was mishum dinizufin hoyu, because they were like exiles from Hashem. Hashem was angry at them for the fact that they didn't go in Teres Yisrael right away. But the Meraglim came back and said it's too hard. So Hashem made it zero. They have to stay 40 years in the midbar. They were nizufim. So Hashem was angry at them. Therefore, did not let this the beautiful north wind blow throughout the 40 years when they were in the midbar. He boy Simon another teres is. To lay nivdor anani covered, that Hashem did not want the anani covered that was covering Klai Yisrael, the special clouds. He did not want this beautiful wind to come and blow it away. Therefore, the wind, the north wind, never came. And Rashi says like this: ruach tzofenis. Rashi says noicha, it's good wind. Loi chama v'loi tzenenis, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, not too cold. V'chama zarachas, you have the sun shining, and it's a beautiful weather. So mashma, that's a good time to make a bris milah. But since they did not have this type of weather in the midbar, therefore they did not make the bris milah. So Gemara says, Omer apop hilkach, yoyma de iba, if you have a cloudy day, the yoyma de shusa, or a day that is very windy, in other words, you don't have good weather, you don't have the beautiful north wind blowing, is loy malinah ve, you should not make a bris milah today. Because it's mashma over here, because it's a sakana otherwise. That's why in the midbar they didn't do it. Who are then v'loy mesachrinan? Or some of the girsa mesachrinan. You can't say a good svar, like you can't think too good then. When it's a beautiful weather, that's the time to think very good, very clearly. So I call upon them, just like in the midbar, they didn't do the milah, so who are today also? If you don't have beautiful weather, you should not make the bris milah. The Gemara says, not like that, the Gemara says, though v'idna v'trei, t'doshu barabim, since a lot of people do make a bris milah, even though the weather is not so well, so the pshat is that Shoymeh Psoim Hashem. With Psoim Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch us. Shoymeh Psoim Hashem, Hashem watches us. So that's the pshat. So today we make the bris milah no matter what type of weather it is. Tana Rabban, the Pshat says like this. Kol Oysen Aboyim Shana. All the 40 years of Shehoi Yisrael by Midbar. That Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar. Loi Hoyu Yoyim Shaloi Noshva by Ruach Tzvoinis. Vechatzi Halayla. It never happened that exactly midnight at Chatzos HaLailah that this beautiful north wind did not blow. But the Pshat is Avad, you can't make the Bris Milah then, because at night time it's possible. You can only make the Bris Milah daytime. And by daytime, the Gemara before said it didn't blow. But the Chiddush is now though that at Chatzos HaLailah it blew. Shenema, why? Because the Pasuk says, Vayihi b'chatzi HaLailah, Vahashem hiko kol b'chor. That Nakas Bechoris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took revenge upon the Mitzrayim, had exactly Chatzos HaLailah. So the Gemara says, my Talmud, like what did we learn out from here? That Ho Kamash, when here it comes to teach us, that the Ace Rotzon Nilsehi, that this is a time, the Ace Rotzon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Rotzon as goodwill to Klai Yisrael. He does good things to Klai Yisrael. Nilsehi, it means something. In other words, like Rashi explains, even though the 40 years that Klai Yisrael were in the Midbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at them, and he did not let the wind blow by day, but HaKol Ponim B'Chatzos HaLailah, that's when Hashem has Ratzon, does good things to Klai Yisrael, listens to Klai Yisrael, so even in the Midbar for 40 years, this wind was blowing B'Chatzos HaLailah. But not only then, means all the time, every single Chatzos HaLailah, you always have this beautiful wind that's blowing. So the Chiddush is that Chatzos HaLailah is a Milsei, it's a Dabar Choshev. After that's the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to Klai Yisrael. And where was the first time that Hashem listened by Chatzos? That was by Makas Bechoris. So we see there, Chatzos HaLailah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed out the Bechorim. So from then on, it's Kaveya, Chatzos HaLailah is called an Eitz Rotzon. And this is the Inyataka, what people say, Tikkun Chatzos, they davar to Hashem Chatzos HaLailah. How the Gemara says here, it's called an Eitz Rotzon. And Rashi brings down, it's brought down by David HaMelech, that he used to have his kinyo, his harp, on top of his bed, and exactly Chatzos HaLailah, this Ruach Tzfonis would come and blow on it, and wake him up, would make the music, and it would wake him up and get up to daven to Hashem, the Chatzos HaLailah. So in other words, from then on, from Makas Becheres on, Chatzos HaLailah is always called an Eitz Rotzon, and Hashem always makes the beautiful wind, this north wind blow by Chatzos HaLailah. Amar Rafuna. Rafuna says, Tavat Torah midiraisa moshuch oichel betruma. If a person, a kohen, that he had a bris milah done to him, so l'maisi is allowed to eat from truma. Let's say later in life he was moshuch. He started to rub his skin there, and the skin came down and covered over the atara, that now it does not look as if he had a bris milah. He looks like an oral. So the halacha is, midiraisa, he's still okay. Midiraisa, once you had your bris milah, you're okay, you're not an oral, you're allowed to eat truma the rest of your life. Unless something else happens to you, but because of an oral, you're allowed to. But he says, midivreya, but midirabonin though, gozu olav mefneisha nirakorol. Midirabonin though, they said such a kohen is not allowed to eat truma. Because lemaisa, he looks like an oral now. Since he pressed down, he rubbed down the skin there, that the skin now covers over the makam of the milah, he does not look like he has the milah, so as Mara's science, Rabbanan says, he has a din like an oral, that he's not ladi truma mid Rabbanan. Yes, that's what, this is Rav Huna's Chiddush. Now the Gemara says, Meisvei, I have a kasha on Rav Huna. It says, Moshuch, in a case where Koyin had, was Moshuch, or anybody that was Moshuch, that means rub down the skin that covers over the makam hamilah. It says a lashon in the braisa in the Tosefta. It says tzorach sheyimul. It says that he has to make a bris milah. So chul the kasher is a smashma midiraisa. He has to make a bris milah. So Gemara says no, this is not a kasher in Rafuna. Midirabonin, that the braisa the Tosefta only means midirabonin like Rafuna. He has to have a bris milah. For the Gemara the karilah my karilah. Like what was the question in the first place? Hatzorach ketoni. It only said the word tzorach. Like Rashi says, midirabonin, midulei ketoni, moshuch, erez oral. If it would have meant midiraisa, it should have said a strong lashon, that a moshuch is like an oral. Since it only says tzorach sheyimul, it's shmash mitzoni midirabonin. So what was the kash in the first place? So Gemara says, ketoni b'seifa. The reason why they asked the question was they made a mistake in the seifa of this grace, of the tesefta. Then the seifa says like this, Rabbi Yehuda Reiner, Lo yimol mifnei shesakona hi loy. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, even though a person is moshuch, is orla, still he does not have to make a second bris milah. Because this is sakona, like Rashi says, she meyasa kurshuvcha. Maybe they'll cut off the whole gid and become a kurshuvcha, so it's not kedai to make the second milah. Now, as midrabbanan even, you don't have to make a milah. Omru loy, and this achom, the chom said back to Rabbi Yehuda, valoy harbe molu bimei ben kuziva. A lot of people made a second milah in the times of Ben Kuziva. And even afterwards, even after they made this milah, for Halidu Bonam Abonis, that they had a lot of children. In other words, they did not become a Kruv Shufcha. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Vreshis, the bride of the Seft ends off. Arayat the Chum Shitris, that the Pasuk says, He no Yimol. Mashma, Filu Meyapam, even 100 times you're allowed to make a bris milah. So Mashma, there's no Sakona. And here it's mashma, this is the havamina now, while more is the kash, it's mashma midiraisa. You have to make a second milah. We're dashing now the words of himo yimo afilu meyapomim. The yoimer, there's a second pasuk that says, as brisi hofer. What does it mean somebody is mefer goes against the bris of a milah? That means the rabbi says hamoshuch. That if somebody is moshuch, is orlo, after he had a bris milah once, now he goes and presses down the skin to cover up the makam milah, that's called hofer brisi. He's going against the bris milah. So chur the kadavah. The Gemara says the havamina is now that this is the midiraisa. So again, so the racham said back to Yehuda. Yehuda said a svara that you should not make a second bris milah because it's a sakana. So chum said back now that you make ben kuziva. A lot of people made the second time the bris. So Rashi explains what was the story by Bimei ben kuziva. Rashi says shemoshchum oivdik achavim boynis. The Krach Beter, that the Goyim at that time forced the Jews to be Moshe Torolo in the city of Beter. The Govru Yad Ben Kuziva Benilchom Ben Benitzchom. And later that this person, Ben Kuziva, he won over the Goyim and he became the Melech. And he let the Jews then make a Mila a second time. And the nice was everybody made a second Mila then. And nothing happened to them. They were all healthy. So that's a Chom's Raya that first of all you're supposed to make a second Mila in the case where you were Moshe Torolo. And also, you do not have to worry. There's no chash to become a kushufcha. It's possible to watch yourself. You don't have to be afraid. And then the chum bring a rayi for themselves, because the pasuk says himo yimo, or else as brisi hofer. So now the gemara says mai v'yomer. What do you have two tzukim for? What's wrong with the first pasuk of himo yimo? So the gemara says v'chitain, and maybe you'll say like this: Hi himo yimo, l'rabos titzin amak v'nesamilo. That's what the first pasuk says, you have to make sometimes a second time of bris milah. Doesn't mean in our case where you're moshach or losai, but it means in a case where the first time you did not do a good job, you did not cut off the orla completely, you still left over some strands of meat, that's where you have to cut it off a second time. But maybe where you made at one time at least a kosher milah, maybe there's never a chiyuv to make a second time a milah. Tashma, therefore we bring a second pasuk that says, as brisi hofer, le rabbi says moshach. We bring a second pasuk that such a person that's nefer goes against the bris of the milah, and mashma, you have to make another bris. What is that case? A moshach. So who will bring him down psukim? So the Gemara says, who suffer? The one that asked the question and the Rafuna holds. That need to come us of lo hashas kro. Since the chachamim here bring a raya for themselves from a pasuk, as brisi hofer, mashma di raisi. Mashma that somebody that's moshach halosai has a chiv now midi raisa to make a second bris milah. That's the kashan Rafuna. Rafuna only said it's midi rabbanan, and here it's mashma, it's midi raisa. And the Gemara says, no, it's not a kashan Rafuna, valohi, it's not shver. Midi rabbanan, avadid is braisa, the theft also only means midi rabbanan. There's a chiv to make a second bris milah. I, they bring down psukim, ukro, the psukim they bring down, esmachta v'yalma, it's only an esmachta, that means the rabbonin found a little smach, a little mocker, a little a place where they put their gzera. They found some esmachta from the Torah, some little proof for the gzera from the Torah. But avad with only the rabbonin, like Rafuna says. So now the Gemara says like this, Meisive, I have another kasha on Rafuna. Tumtim, if you have a person that's a tumtim, again, his mokum or erva is covered up with skin. We don't know if he's a zocher, if he's a boy, a male, or a female. The locher is, ein eichel b'truma. He himself, he's not allowed to eat truma. Why? Because maybe he's a zocher, maybe really he has an eva there, he has an orla there, and since he did not have a bris milah yet, he's called an orl. So even though he's a kayin, but maybe he's a kayin orl, he's not allowed to eat truma. What about noshev? Let's say he got married. The Gemara later will explain how can he get married. We don't know if he's a Zohar or a Nekeva. How could he get married? But Akom Ponim will see later in the case where we know for sure he's a Zohar, he's a male, that he could get married. The Zohar is his wife, the Yavodav, or else of her own, an Eved Kenani. This doesn't make a difference whether he's an Isha or whether or a Zohar. The Zohar is Eichlin. They are allowed to eat Truma because of him. Like we have a Kain, for sure this person is a Kain. He's a Tumtum, we just don't know if he's a Zohar or a Nekeva. But a kohen he is for sure. Therefore, his wife or his avodin could eat from truma. All right, a turnover. Well, then the brayse goes on that moshach in a place where a person was moshach is orlo. Again, he had a bris milah, but he was moshach. He rubbed down the skin to cover it up. Or else v'noilad keshu mol. If a kid was born, came out already. He was born with no orlo. His aray elu oichlin. These two people are allowed to eat truma. Still, Chud is the kashan Rav Huna. Here it says klo oichlin that he is allowed to eat truma. A moshuch is allowed to eat truma. What about an adrugnis? An adrugnis is that the person has two simonim. He has a simon of a zohar and a simon of a nekeva. Is oichlin betruma? He's also allowed to eat truma. So Rashi says adrugnis means mole. If you made a milah on a part of his zohar, his mutalecha b'trumah z'grashim amonoshach. Ben shu ish, ben shu isha, ben shu bey, v'fnayatzmo izara shakainu. Al kol ponim, the person is a kohen. Since he's a kohen, therefore he's allowed to eat a truma. But the ain't oichel b'kodeshim, but he's not allowed to eat kodeshim. Kodeshim, Rashi says, it means b'kodeshe kodoshim, like a chatis. That the Oroshim, because there the Pshat is, it says only Zichre Kuna. Only a Zohar, a male, is allowed to eat the Korban. And here in Adrugnis, we have a Suffolk, maybe he has a din of a Nekeva, of an Isha, therefore he's not allowed to eat from the Kodesh Kedoshim. Tumtum, let's say a person that his Avra is covered up, we don't know what he is. Is Zainu Eichel, Leibet Truma, Leibet Kodeshim. He's not allowed to eat Truma, because maybe he's a Zohar, and he doesn't have a Bris Mila yet, he's an Oro. And he can't eat kachem either, because maybe he's an isha, and an isha can't eat from this kodesh hakadoshim. So Gemara says, "Ketani niyas." I call upon him. We learned in this tesefta here that moshuch, if a kayin if a kayin was moshuch, means he had a bris milah, but then he rubbed down the skin to cover up the makam milah, or else v'neilat kishumol. If you have a kayin that's born with the bris milah, he's born gemalt already. His haray elu eichlev. Here it says clearly they are allowed to eat truma. So Mar says to yufta the rafuna to yufta. Here it's a kasha on rafuna. Rafuna before said that midrabbonin they're not allowed to eat truma. And over here it's mashma clearly that a mashruch is called a regular or gemalta yid, and he is allowed to eat truma. So Mar says echadam it's yufta. Here it's a kasha on rafuna. Rashi has another girs in the Gemara, that the girs here is, the Gemara brings a proof to Rafuna. Because that's what it says, Oichol means only midiraisi could eat. But avade midirabonin, though he's not larit. And this way it says, siyua, it's a raya to Rafuna. And Rashi likes the second shot better, because the Gemara later will soon see, says it's a tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoim in Rafuna's halacha. Mashma we still hold from Rafuna. That's a shayla how you garrison this Gemara over here. Is it a tiyufta kashan rafuna? Or is it no? The bright seft is only talking about midiraisa, that he's allowed to eat truma, but midirabonin though is still murdered to rafuna's halacha. Yes, now the Gemara goes later. Omamar, before we said, tumtum, ainu yaycho betruma. A tumtum, the person that his aver is covered up, he's not allowed to eat truma. Why? Because you have a sophic, a doubt, maybe he's a zohar, and therefore he's an oral, so he's not allowed to eat trum even though he's a kohen. But nosher v'yavodim oichlim, but his wife or his eved kenani that he owns is allowed to eat trum because of him. For at the Gemara, nosher v'tumtum eminolei, how does a tumtum have a wife? Because you have a doubt whether he's a male or a female. See, Lane, if you want to tell me the Kaddish, that the tumtum played the part of a zohar, and he went to be mekadesh and isham, Titania, like we learned in the Tesefta. We learned that Tumtim Shekidesh Kiddusha Kiddushan, that a Tumtim that acted like a man, and he went to the Mekadesh and Isha, the Kiddush Nischal. What about Niskadesh? Let's say a Tumtim played the part of an Isha, and he accepted Kiddushan from a man, Kiddushan Kiddushan. The Tesefta also says that Minasafik, the Kiddush Nischal. So the Chur, you want to say that if he marries a lady, the Kedushin is Chal, therefore even though she's a Bas Yisrael, she's a Lari Truma now because of him. Shreddi Gemara, no. Ey, Madiyom HaLechumra. When do we say that the Kedushin is Chal, that's only Lechumra? We have a Sophic, a doubt whether he's a Zohar or in the Keva. Both ways we go Lechumra to say the Kedushin is Chal, and he has to give a get or he has to receive a get. But Lekula Miyamrinan? But to go Lekul over here, do we say that his Kedushin is Chal? Sofik Ishahu. It's a Sofik if he's a lady or a man. V'yein Isha miskadeshes Isha. And now it's sad to say that he's an Isha. The Kedushin is not Chal? Because one Isha cannot be Mekadesh another Isha. So then how could his wife eat Truma if she's only a Bas Yisrael? She's over Nisidir Isa. So Gemara answers, Omer Abaya Kishe Beitzav Nikoros in Bachutz. Kishebeitzov nikoros mibachutz. We're talking about such a tumtum, the only the top of his aver, of his gid, and that's what's covered up with skin. But his beitzim is sticking out. So the kitzah, we know for sure that he's a male, he's a zohar. Therefore, if he marries, he makes mekadesh and isha, the kedushin is chal midiraisa, and therefore his wife, even though she's a bas yisrael, is a lari truma. Mashenkin, he himself is not Lari Truma, because he himself was a Zohar, and he doesn't have a bris milah, it's called an Arul, therefore he can't eat Truma. Rava Rama Rava says no. Ma Noshe, we're talking about a regular Tumtum here. A regular Tumtum cannot be Nekadosh and Isha Midiraisa. So what does it mean that his wife can eat Truma? It does not really mean his wife, but rather Imoy, it means his mother. Now what's the case? The case is that his mother was a Bas Yisrael that got married to a Kohen. His father was a Kohen. And his father died. So the halacha is, when could his mother still eat Truma only if she has a son from the Kohen? So Lamai said, this son, since he's a son of the Kohen, therefore his mother's allowed to eat Truma because of him. Fred Gemar Pshita, of course, why not then? So Gemara says, yes, there's a Chiddush here. Now the time I would have thought, Moilid Michael. When do we say a Bas Yisrael was married to a Kohen? Even after the Kohen dies, she can still eat if she has a son. That could be Moilid. That could have other children. Then the mother could eat. But she ain't Moilid, ain't I, Michael? Let's say we have a son here, like a Tumtum, that cannot give birth, cannot have children, cannot have children. So therefore, maybe he cannot be Michael's mother. Kamash Malon, that still he's Michael's mother could eat Truma because of him. And like Rashi said, the Havamina was, Es imay betruma de dakinin lo, v'yelid beisoy. It also says v'yelid beisoy, so maybe it means b'royal lohamid, only someone that could have children. Kamash mullah, no. Now the Gemara says, Toshima, come here. It says, Tumtum Eino Eichel, Lei Betruma V'Lei Bekodeshim. The Sefer says, a regular Tumtum cannot eat Truma, even though he's a Kayin, because again, maybe he's a Zachar and he's an Oral, he doesn't have a Bris. V'Lei Bekodeshim, he can't eat Kodesh Kodeshim, because maybe he's an Isha, and an Isha, even though she's a Bas Kayin, is not allowed to eat Kodesh Kodeshim. So Mar says, Bishleim al Abaya, Bishleim is good according to Abaya. Tana Reisha Oral Vadai. Ogtoni Seifa Sofik Oral. Gorant Abaya is good, even though the Brisa says two times the case of a Tumtum, because Abaya said the first Tumtum is talking about Kishibetzov Mibachutz. So we know he's a Vadai Zocher. He's a Vadai Oral. He can't eat Truma. Then it says in the Sefer, a Tumtim, which means a regular Suffolk, a doubtful Oral, he also can't eat Truma. But that's why it says it two times Tumtim, one is a Suffolk and one is a Vadai. Ela le Rava, but according to Rava, that Rava said both cases are talking about a regular Tumtim. So Tumtim, the Sefer Lomeli, what do we have to have the second time, the Chiddush of a Tumtim? It said it already in the first case. Rava says the first Tumtim also means a regular Tumtim. And what does it mean that his wife could eat? Not his wife, but his mother. So why does the Brice have to say two times Tumtum? So Gemara says, my Tumtum Oral. What does the Tumtum mean? It means a regular Oral, not a person that's a Tumtum that is the skin covers up the Makom Orla, but a regular male, a regular Zohar, just he didn't have a Bris Mila. That's what a Tumtum means. For the Gemara, Ash the Sofik Oral Yochel. If so, Madach the Reisha talks about a regular Tumtum. That's a Sofik, a doubtful if he has it, if he needs a Bris Mila or not. It's a suffix if he's an oral or not. Still, lo yochel, he cannot eat truma, even though he's a kayin. Vadai oral, so the sefer, a tumta means, if it means a regular kayin, that just does not have a bris mila, is a vadai oral ochel? Like, what does that have to say? Pshita vadai oral cannot eat truma. So Mor says, though, the pshat according to Rav is what the Brice means to tell us is, my tam kamer. The Brice is explaining itself. My tam tumtum eno eicho betruma. What's the reason why a tumtum is not allowed to eat truma? Nefnesh a sofik arulhu. Because he's a sofik. Maybe he's a zocher. Maybe he has a gid there. And he doesn't have a bris mila yet. He's a sofik, a doubtful arul. And the klal is, the oral eno eicho le betruma v'le bekodeshin. And a person that is an oral, even though he's a kayin, he's not allowed to eat truma and he's not allowed to eat kodeshin. So therefore the Brice is just explaining himself. Now the Gemara says, lemi katanoi. Let's say the din of Rav Huna that he says in Moshach, if a person that had a bris mila, but then he was Moshach Olosoi, if he needs another bris mila midrabonin, like if he's a Kohen, is he allowed to eat truma not midrabonin? Let's say it's a machlokes tanoim. Why? We learn like this. Moshach. Let's say somebody that was Moshach is Orla. Or else Venoilet Kishumol, a kid that was born with a mila. Vegershin is Gaia Kishumol, and a guy that wants to become a Jew now, and he already made a Mila when he was a guy. Vekotin Shaovar Zmanoi, and a Kotin that was born a regular Jewish boy, that's already 9 or 10 days old. Vishah Kol HaNimulim, and any other person that has to have a Bris Mila. Lesuya to include Mishiyesh Leshtei Orlus, somebody that's born with two Orlus. So Rashi says that means, Beis Oirois Zuagazu. Not that he has really two gids, he only has one gid, but two skins, two membranes are on top of one on top of the other. And all these cases, in other words, wherever you have to make a bris mila, the lachar is einon nimulim elabiyin. The bris mila always has to be done at daytime and not at nighttime. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimonoi Mer, he makes a difference. Bismanoi. If it's a boy that was born and now it's the 8th day, you have to make the bris bismana the 8th day, b'yom shmini,